I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Pastors in Nigeria say they're burying church members on a near daily basis. 12 children were burned beyond recognition in the latest attack on a Christian village. Last month, Fulani herdsmen killed 36 believers in fewer than 30 days. Greg Musselman of the Voice of the Martyrs Canada tells us.
I've talked to leaders there. You know, they say, you know, we used to go out for a meeting and, you know, if we had to travel across the country, we would be fearing for our safety. But now they're saying we're fearful even in our own homes.
Attacks like these leave believers without food or shelter. Visit us online to help persecuted believers through VOM Canada.
The Bible teaches a lot about the widows and the orphans, so we need to be a part of doing that. And there's some very practical things, you know, in terms of food and clothing and helping believers set up businesses so they can be self-supporting.
And it's so rough in Lebanon right now that parents decide that death is better than life for their newborns. At our website, Pierre Hosny of Horizons International tells the story of a newborn baby found in trash bins near their Beirut office. A Christian couple wants to adopt the baby, and Horizons is raising funds to help with medical costs as well as the adoption process. You can send a gift through Horizons at missionnews.org. And while you're there, learn more about Lebanon's ongoing crisis so you can add it to your prayer list.
The country is just tearing apart at the seams. Wave after wave of destitution and collapse are hitting society, and people are just getting more and more desperate.
Let's ask God to bring something good from Lebanon's tragedy.
That the Lord would bring down judgment against the people causing all this destruction, but then also that the Lord would protect his flock and bring his children that don't know him into the church at this turbulent time.
Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and helping you find your place in the story of the Great Commission. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.